Let's talk about peace, and then we'll talk about truth and how these all relate to happiness. A lot of times when I'm saying you want to be happy, what I'm actually saying is you want to find peace. We say peace of mind, but what we really want is peace from mind. The moments of greatest pleasure, whether from doing a drug or having an orgasm, or you're kite surfing and you find the edge, or you're laughing with somebody, or you're looking at some incredible sunset, what happens in all of these is the mind goes quiet. The mind calms down. That voice in your head where you're talking to yourself goes silent for a moment. And then you go into a sense of awe or beauty or bliss or joy or pleasure. All of us seek this. All of us chase it. Deep down, what we're actually looking for is peace from our mind. I'm not making the mind out to be an enemy. The mind is a very useful tool. But somewhere along the way, it became an uncontrollable tool. It became a master rather than just a servant. Our mind is evolved to be paranoid, fearful, and angry. We are the most paranoid and angry creatures to ever walk this earth. Human beings are apex predators at the top of the food chain. We killed, subjugated, or domesticated every other species on this planet. And we did it through fear and violence and, of course, cooperation. But we've killed everything else. We've tamed everything else. We were scared enough to go fight it, kill it, and own it. Nature is brutal. Turn on any nature documentary and you'll see A eats B, B eats C, C eats D, D eats E. And nature is red in tooth and claw. We are derived from violence and blood. Modern society is a lot safer. Yes, it still makes sense to be careful and to be paranoid. It still makes sense occasionally to get angry, but not all the time, not as much as we're hardwired to do. Modern society is safer and more peaceful, so it's okay to dial it down. The threat level is not as high as our genes think it is. If you were walking through the woods 1,000 years ago with a friend and you thought you heard a tiger rustling in the bushes, let's say 9 out of 10 times it's a rabbit, 1 of 10 times it's a tiger. Well, the person who's an optimist catches a rabbit 9 out of 10 times, it gets eaten the 10th. The person who's a pessimist stays alive every time. Pessimism is rewarded in our evolved nature, but we live in much safer times. So we have to find ways past that. We have to find ways towards peace.